Today's Froggy 99.9. It's Friday. That means we talk to Nell Minow, the movie mom, brought to you every Friday by The Village Inn. Three Fargo-Moorhead locations. Two big movies to talk about this weekend.
Two big movies.
Both rated PG-13. Shall we start with the one that's going to make us cry or the one that's going to have us sitting on the edge of our seat?
Let's get the crying out of the way.
Okay.
The Fault in Our Stars is based on the best-selling book. Do you know it's been on the bestseller list for 72 weeks?
Wow.
And it is a terrific book. And I cried buckets when I read it, and I cried buckets in the theater. What made me cry was not the sad part. It was the brave part and the nice part, the kind part. Shailene Woodley and Ansel Elgort are absolutely terrific. They're going to go down in history as one of the great movie romantic couples, and they are teenagers with cancer. And the movie is not about dying, though. It's about living. And whether you have 16 years or 116 years, it's never enough. And you're confronted with the same questions of how do you find meaning? How do you find connection? How do you do something that will make you be remembered? And as these kids grope with those questions, it unfolds in such a moving, wonderful way. So it is sad but not depressing, if I can make that distinction.
Yes.
And I just thought it was really well done. Fans of the book are going to be very happy. All of the key scenes, all are there. And it is one of the best adaptations of book to screen I've ever seen. All right. Now, the other movie this week, which will keep you on the edge of your seat, is The Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise. At the beginning, he plays an officer in the global military forces that have convened to fight some aliens. And these aliens are not like aliens you've seen on screen before. They are aliens that look like tumbleweeds made out of razor blades. And they move really fast, and they're really scary. And so he wants to stay as far away from them as possible. So he's a PR guy for the military. He goes on the news and explains what's going on. He unfortunately angers a general who sends him right to the front as a private, and he is immediately killed. All of this happens in the first 10 minutes. And then he comes back because he's in kind of a Groundhog Day thing where he is going to repeat the same day until he can figure out how to get himself out of there. Emily Blunt plays the most decorated soldier. She works with him as they repeat the same day over and over and over, like a jillion times. I really like the way director Doug Liman keeps you interested. It doesn't get boring and repetitive because you're looking every time for what's different. And sometimes it's funny, and sometimes it's scary, and sometimes it's sad, but it's always exciting. And Tom Cruise is well cast in this. It's a perfect part for him. And it's just sort of the essence of summer movie. This is a summer fun movie. Mm-hmm. Next week, we've got two summer sequels, How to Train Your Dragon 2, which I've already seen and loved, and 22 Jump Street.